Psalm 128, the road to Zion runs through the house. Psalm 128 is a song of ascents, a pilgrim psalm sung on the road up to Jerusalem. That matters. Israel did not climb toward the temple singing only about sacrifice, kings, or battle. They sang about work, meals, marriage, children, and old age. The Bible refuses the split we often make between spiritual life and ordinary life. The road to Zion runs straight through the house. The psalm begins with the Hebrew word Ashrei, blessed, or better, deeply well. It is the same word that opens Psalm 1. The blessed life is not the life of control, but the life of reverent surrender. Everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. Notice that fear becomes walking. In Scripture, the fear of the Lord is never mere feeling. It is obedience shaped by awe. Then comes a surprisingly earthy promise. You will eat the labor of your hands. To a Western reader, that may sound merely pleasant. In the ancient world, it was profound. Many labored. The powerful consumed. To eat the fruit of your own work meant more than prosperity. It meant justice. It meant that exploitation had been pushed back, if only for a moment. Psalm 128 is not praising luxury. It is praising a world becoming right again. The imagery of vine and olive is also richer than it first appears. In the Judean hills, vineyards and olive terraces were signs of settled peace. Some of those terraces can still be traced today. A vine suggests joy, abundance, festivity. Olive shoots suggest patience. Olives are slow, they take years. They often outlive the one who planted them. So the children around the table are not only cute, they are covenantal. They are the future, green and fragile, but already bearing the shape of endurance. And notice where the wife is placed, in the innermost parts of your house. This is not marginal language, but central language. She is not at the edges of the household, but at its living heart. The household's strength is not measured by male force, but by whether life flourishes within it. This psalm's vision of manhood is deeply countercultural. The God-fearing man is blessed not because he dominates, but because others thrive around him. Yet the psalm does not let the home become an idol. The blessing comes out of Zion, and the family's joy is tied to the good of Jerusalem. Private peace and public peace belong together. Calvin saw this clearly. No one may rightly delight in personal blessings while despising the welfare of God's people. A healthy table requires a healthy city. A godly home must care for the church. Still, we should not read this as a formula. Scripture also honours the single, the barren, and the sorrowing saint. Psalm 128 is not a machine for guaranteed outcomes. It is a window into the kingdom, life as it looks when God's rule is welcomed. And finally, it points beyond itself. Christ is the only one who perfectly feared the Lord and walked in all his ways. He labored with his hands, yet others seized the fruit. He bore the curse so that his people might inherit the blessing. In him, even our fragile homes are being gathered into the peace of the New Jerusalem. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 1, Psalm 127, Isaiah 54, 1, Isaiah 65, 21, 23, John 15, 1-5, Hebrews 12, 22-24. Hymn suggestion, O God of Bethel, by whose hand? Prayer, Lord, teach us the holy fear that becomes obedience, and the obedience that becomes peace. Bless our work, deepen our love, make our tables generous, and turn our homes toward Zion. Through Christ, the true blessed man, give us peace in your church and hope in your coming city. Amen.